Let's do a chart review together. Texas Emergency Hospital chart review, date of service 10/31/2022. Dr. Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, first patient, Y-M, 8-year-old child, seen with vomiting, bleeding from nose, stomach pain, fever, diagnosed with pharyngitis, placed on amoxil. Mom says that the child is doing better. They were happy with the care received. Apparently, there was no need to do a CT or blood work, and Dr. Wagner felt like the pharyngitis was the cause. Next patient is K.D., 4-year-old child with fever and vomiting, diagnosed with strep and flu, treated with amoxil, Tamiflu. They're having a hard time finding a Tamiflu, but amoxil is on board. Child is doing 50% better. They like the physician very much. Next patient is A.S., 23-month-old baby with vomiting, fever, treated with Zofran, Motrin, Tylenol, diagnosed with strep. After swab test came back, treated with amoxil. Child is not running a fever or vomiting, but appetite has been diminished, but they were happy with the workup and the doctor. Next patient is O.S., 61-year-old male with swollen left elbow, possible related to an insect bite. Dr. Wagner diagnosed him with cellulitis, an area of 2 by 2 centimeter redness, heat noted, possible abscess. The abscess was not drained. He does have history of hypertension, diabetes, but no lab was done. Patient was given antibiotics IM, but Keflex PO. Period. Please consider blood work in a diabetic with a current with a acute infection. Next patient is JH, 24-month-old baby with hand, foot, and mouth disease per mom. They weren't seen because the wait was too long. Mom said they went to see their doctor, and that's where the diagnosis was made today. But they didn't want to stay in the emergency room. Next patient is MW, 61-year-old male with high fever, blood in the urine, diagnosed with left-sided epididymitis, treated with Ciprotalin number 3. I'd left a message and texted the patient as instructed. He's going to text me back and call me back later. No blood work was done, just the ultrasound of the testicles. Okay. Next patient is SB, 13-year-old with left ear pain, diagnosed with cerumen packed ear canal, treated with neomycin. Mom is disappointed. Nothing has happened since then. The ear is still having pain, and she's going to see her doctor because they feel like Dr. Wagner didn't do anything for her child. Next patient is WH, is a 73-year-old gentleman with blood pressure elevation. CBC, CMP, BNP, D-dimer, chest x-ray, cardiac workup was all negative. He was sent home with no medication, she was sent home with no medication, no change in blood pressure medication. The blood pressure was elevated at 160 over 105 initially. I was not able to get a hold of the patient today to ask her what her next plan was. But Dr. Wagner definitely does not have a plan listed in the chart. Next patient is GV, 50-year-old male with laceration right leg, treated with laceration closed, tetanus given, antibiotics in the emergency room, and Keflex was given. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is JA, 31-year-old with laceration right hand. There's open fracture, and subsequently patient was transferred to HCA for further care. Patient did not answer the phone, and I was not able to leave a message today. Next patient is NS, 3-year-old baby with eye infection, cold symptom, diagnosed with viral syndrome. The URI, the swab testing were negative. No medication was given, just over-the-counter medication, apparently. Next patient is CS, 38-year-old with fever, vomiting, cough, and chills, diagnosed with URI. No medication given. Swab tests were negative. She's still having nausea. She's still having cough. She feels like she should have received some kind of antibiotic or something for nausea, and she's upset. She's going to a different physician tomorrow, and did not like the way she was treated by Dr. Wagner because of the medication, because of lack of prescription given. Next question is MR, two-year-old baby with fever, chills, vomiting, cough. URI was diagnosed after swab test came back negative. Sent home with viral syndrome. Consider liquid Zofran for children or an infant or children with nausea and vomiting post-discharge with a viral syndrome. Next patient, family did not answer the phone. Next patient is BC. That's a 23-year-old with fever, cough, congestion, temp of 103, diagnosed with flu A, treated with Tamiflu. Next patient is HR, 54-year-old man with reaction to edible THC, left a message for him to call me back. He was given Haldol, Ativan, Lab, UDS, Tylenol, and aspirin, and Toxin were all within normal limits except for THC. He was sent home. Next patient is IE, 5-year-old with a arm pain, possible fracture, diagnosed with supracondylar fracture of the right elbow. Patient had surgery yesterday at Texas Children, was released today. Mom was happy with the care at Texas Emergency and Texas Children. Child is doing well at this time. Next patient is NL, 3-year-old with chest, head, and arm pain. Status post-fall at home, diagnosed with abrasion right flank, no medication given. Left message for family to call me back. JA is a 14-year-old with a laceration right fourth finger. Patient, the laceration was repaired. Antibiotic and tetanus were addressed and given. Next patient is CL, 33-year-old woman with severe stomach pain, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. She had a white count of 14,000, chemistry negative, UA negative, CT negative, diagnosed with GERD, which is absurd since patient is having severe diarrhea and abdominal cramps. Patient was treated with Zofran, Toradol, and Fentanyl in the emergency room, was given nothing to take home. The lady was livid, trying to find a doctor in Cleveland to go see today because she's dying of discomfort, pain, and the diarrhea especially. Please consider treating with Flagyl Cipro for severe gastroenteritis, possible bacterial in origin, with a white count of 14,000 with a mild left shift. Next patient is OA, is a 22-year-old male with sore throat, fever, chills, headache, positive strep diagnosis, azithromycin, prednisone, Tylenol 3 was given. Patient's doing better today. He states was happy with it. He said the care was okay and hung up. Next patient is JR. He's a 5-year-old child with fever, 103, diagnosed with pneumonia. Rocephin was given. Dr. Wagner started transferred to a different facility, but apparently he was having a hard time getting the patient transferred, so the family left AMA. When I asked them why they left AMA, they said the doctor didn't know what he was doing, in quotation. Apparently, I told them to please find a doctor and get antibiotics today. They said they've already done so. Child O2SAT was within normal limits, by the way. Next question is EE is a 6-year-old baby with flu and vomiting blood, temperature 102, diagnosed with strep and flu A, treated with amoxil Tamiflu. Family's having a hard time finding the Tamiflu, but child is already doing better with Amoxil. They were happy with the care. Next patient is CG, 58-year-old with left-sided rib pain after he fell from the porch. Chest X-ray was negative. X-ray of the rib showed a 6 posterior lateral rib fracture, given Tylenol number 3. He's still in pain but feeling better and was grateful for the pain medication. Next question is SM, is a 2-year-old with stuffy head, congestion, exposure to flu. Flu A diagnosed, given Tamiflu. 50% better today. Mom says it's going to be a slow recovery. She's been very sick, but was happy with the care. Next question is MA, 9-year-old with fever, cough, runny nose, headache, temp of 100.4, diagnosed with flu and strep, azithromycin, and Tamiflu was given. Child is slightly better. Thank you. Oh, they had no complaints regarding the care. Thank you.